Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, lots to be concerned about. Obviously, we're keeping our eyes, hearts, prayers, and minds fixed on what's going on in Florida today. But in addition to that, here in the New York area and in other parts across the country, there are some other things to continue to think about. The biggest news stories, the best minds on them, it's Kevin McCullough, and we start right now.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. And our thoughts are for our fellow Americans in Florida as Ian is making landfall, moving somewhat systematically across the peninsula. The smart people say it's going to shoot up the East Coast after that. We may even see some of its remnants in the New York, New Jersey area before it's all over. It is certainly a time of prayer for people that are in the storm's path. And if you know people that are there, you know, checking on them is probably helpful, letting them know that you're going to pray for them. And that we are watching and praying for the best in all of the outcomes there. As anything important breaks out, we will bring it to you on the broadcast today. My first guest is someone who needs no real introduction. He's with us often discussing the items of national security that we call him to ask him about, and he's got strong opinions on exactly what needs to happen for America to be secure. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin rejoins us from the FRC. He handles a lot of different hats at FRC, Family Research Council, but he's got a brand new book out as well, Strong and Courageous, A Call to Biblical Manhood. I'm encouraged by the book. I want to talk about that as well in just a bit. But, General, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be with you.
I'm sitting here in the reality of, yeah, we've got a hurricane, and, yeah, there are other things that could crowd our plates today. But in 40 days, the American people are going to be asked to go make a very important decision at the polls. And I've covered in recent days economics, and I've covered the gender identity issue that parents are trying to fight back against in the public schools and beyond. But I have not touched on exactly how important our foreign policy and our military stature is in this election, and really what a change in both houses could mean to that. I'm wondering, General, I know that you have a very strong opinion about what wokeism has done to our military. What do you think the men and women that are serving in uniform want the voters to go do come November 8th?
Well, all you have to do to find the answer to that question is look at the recruiting efforts that are taking place right now in our military. And our military
are there any recruiting efforts going on in the military? Because what I've seen is it's dwindling.
Well, you're exactly right. And in fact, it's so bad that the Army is sending out emails to retired generals like me and asking us to help them recruit, because this is the worst recruiting period that they've had in the history of the Army. So what are the people in the Army thinking? Well, what they're thinking is the chain of command is bullying soldiers all over the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard, by the way. They're bullying them to take a vaccination that many of them object to, don't want, have a religious objection to, and then they're throwing them out if they don't take it. And it's it is all about, I think, the administration's unwillingness to face up to the fact that the military has only one mission, and that is to win the nation's wars. What do the people want in the military now? They want us to give them some relief by putting the people in the Senate and the House who can occupy seats on the Armed Services Committee and help to turn some of this around in spite of the administration itself.
Well, and this displays itself in so many different ways, the recruiting efforts, of course, being the easiest one to spot. But, General, I've spoken with quite a few of you, of those of you that I would consider national security and military experts, and the degree that the stuff that's going on in the public schools and some of the other places with the gender identity stuff and the way that you instruct your units now, and the way that the members of those units respond to one another and so forth, it's as though, and we saw this with Obama too, but it's as though when a Democratic administration comes into power, they turn the military, which is kind of a subculture that basically lives and dies and reports to the executive branch, but it's this subculture that these politicians like to play experiments with. And they put all kinds of social kind of structures in place that the rest of us don't live under. We know that the military already takes a vow to live in a different kind of comportment of their behavior and so forth than the rest of us. But it seems the added things that these last two Democratic administrations have put on the men and women in uniform are not things that, as you said, help them fight and win wars, which is the fundamental reason why they're there.
Yeah, and Douglas MacArthur told the cadets at West Point in 1963 that your mission remains determined, fixed, inviolable. It is to win the nation's wars. And look, we are wasting so much training time with nonsense that has everything to do with the woke LGBT agenda. And we are wasting our time sitting in a classroom. But more damage is being done in that classroom because of critical race theory, where we're actually dividing people. We're creating an environment of racism, and we're sitting one side down and saying, you're the oppressors, and the other side, you're the oppressed, and these are the people who are oppressing you. And that does not build the cohesion. I've said multiple times, just talking about the war in the Ukraine, that the equalizer on the battlefield is unity and purpose. The Ukrainians have both. The Russians have neither. Well, you got to look at the American military and see the same thing. We need unity. We need these people willing to fight and even die for each other. And they have to have a purpose. They have to believe in the Constitution. They have to believe in America. And all we're doing in these classroom woke experiences that we're forcing on them now is we're dividing them and we're destroying their pride in being an American.
Well, let me just also point out that when China, you know, we're constantly seeing what Russia and China are doing. And a report that came to my attention yesterday is that China has been training its military at six times the rate of readiness of where we're at. And if that is, in fact, the case, General, then we're in really, really, really concerning territory because there is no guarantee that the Taiwan issue or any number of other things are going to change anytime soon. Hey, real quickly, give me the elevator pitch for Strong and Courageous and why you wanted to write it.
Yeah, Joshua is my favorite character in the Bible other than Christ himself. And Joshua exemplified everything that I wrote about in the previous book called Man to Man, the five things that biblical manhood requires a man to be or to do. And Joshua exemplifies them all, and I just wanted to lay it out with chapter and verse and scripture and make sure that people understood. If you want to emulate somebody in the Bible in terms of being a real man, it was Joshua.
Yeah, that sounds great. Friends, go to frc.org/strong and courageous and get your copy right now. General Jerry Boykin, we always appreciate you being with us.
I enjoy being with you, and thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. Fighting the good fight there in our nation's capital and beyond. Kevin McCullough, we've still got a big show for you. You did not know that 17 people were killed over the weekend in Iran with anti-government protests. What should be happening there? We'll check in with an expert coming up next.
If we don't have a base in the Black and Latino community, we can't branch out. You've got to have a strategy, and that's at least my strategy.
From executive producer Larry Elder.
The first conscious act in organizing our people is to let them know who they are.
Comes the highly anticipated film from director Justin Malone.
If you think you're an American, you will fight to protect the interests of capitalist America.
An eye-opening expose on the demoralization of America.
If you know you ain't no American, you'll fight to destroy every aspect of American capitalism.
Rioting, burning, and looting began. And there's no police presence down here.
Watch the film that is waking people up. A cinematic page turner. Mind-blowing. Excellent. Eye-opening. A masterpiece. A sequel that stands on its own. Uncle Tom, Part 2. An American Odyssey. Available on Salem Now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit TimTalksReverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day buy one, get one free sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2344. 2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Sloan Martin.
And I'm Mike Golub Jr.
And College Football Saturday Night is going to be kicking off the season in Gainesville, first game of the Billy Napier era for the Gators.
And they get to take on a Utah team that came out the end of 2021 red hot.
And we hope you'll join us because Saturday nights are meant to be fun. Catch us right here Saturday at 7 on your home for College Football Saturday Night, powered by Learfield.
On AM 570 WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you may not know it because, again, our thoughts are very strongly with the people of Florida today and watching this hurricane come on shore. And, you know, Janice Dean from Fox News said it doesn't matter if it's a Category 4 or Category 5. It's category catastrophe is what it is. And we're going to have a lot of work to do when it is all done. Hopefully people took proper precautions, but you know that some people never do. So thoughts and prayers, and we're going to do everything we can to help when all is over. But be praying for the people of Florida for the next several days. What you probably did not know about, because you probably know about the hurricane, but you probably did not know that over the weekend, 17 people were killed by the Iranian authorities over their protests against the government there. You may have seen a couple of weeks ago, there was a girl that was killed for not wearing her hijab. Protests started over that, and you've seen stronger and stronger numbers of people protesting. But killing 17 of their own citizens over the weekend, I think, is worth noting. And there were people kidnapped, and there's all kinds of other things going on in terms of the people that are speaking out there. Ben Talablu is with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, and his expertise is in Iran. And Benham joins us for the first time here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Benham, appreciate you being here. Why are these kinds of atrocities so unknown globally?
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for putting the spotlight on this critical issue, because this certainly isn't the last time. This certainly isn't the first time the Iranian people have been protesting. You know, as long as there's been an Islamic Republic, which, you know, it's been around for 43 years now, there's been protests by the street against the state, meaning there's been protests against the Islamic Republic. And while the regime does like to tout that it came about through street protests, it's almost certainly faced the wrath of the street because of the regime's ultra-hardline Islamist authoritarian nature. And one of the reasons you see so many protests is because fundamentally the government is an Islamist and revolutionary regime, and the population actually is a post-revolutionary nationalist population. I mean, they no longer see, or many of them not even experience, or didn't even know the pre-revolutionary or early revolutionary times, and they've outgrown a lot of this stuff. So whether it's a protest triggered by high food prices, egg prices, food staple prices, high gas prices, environmental issues, social issues, the discriminatory mandatory veiling that you've seen. You know, you've seen a campaign launched before a few years ago called White on Wednesdays or My Stealthy Freedom. That also was for women to take off the hijab and protest the discriminatory policies of the Islamic Republic. You've seen the Iranian people use every available opportunity to come out onto the streets and to contest the state, and they're doing so incredibly bravely. And they're doing so at a time when Washington seems to be the least interested in supporting the Iranian people in the long run, and that in general Americans need to be kind of done with looking at the Middle East altogether and have their attention focused on China, Russia, or other theaters. So this is one of the few places left in the Middle East where your head and your heart can be in the right place.
What do we know about Ibrahim Raisi?
Well, Ibrahim Raisi, estimated to be about 60 years old, is Iran's president. He was quote-unquote elected, or more likely selected, last year with the lowest ever electoral turnout in the 43-year history of the Islamic Republic. Because what the population has also been showing is that they are less and less inclined to even feign legitimacy or to even allow the regime to claim legitimacy abroad by citing previously high participation rates in these kind of electoral contests. So in the parliamentary elections and now in the presidential elections, the Iranian people have been sitting at home showing to the world the kind of sham elections that they are. And this guy basically got his career started when he was 28, 29, 30, in the Iranian judiciary, signing off on fatwas that were essentially political death sentences, clearing Iran's jails of protesters and dissidents at the tail end of the 1980-1988 Iran-Iraq War. And he's been failing upwards in his career, getting promotion after promotion after promotion in Iran's what we like to call injustice system rather than justice system. He's been sanctioned by the Treasury Department, I believe in 2019 or 2020, when he became the Minister of Justice. He was appointed to that position by Khamenei, or the Chief Justice, I should say. But more importantly, he previously used to run a major religious endowment that used to function as a slush fund for the country's supreme leader. So when you talk about the murky nexus between the military, the business, and the religious charities inside the Islamic Republic, this is a guy who's intricately familiar with that. And many allege that he could potentially be the next supreme leader.
But he has a lot of blood on his hands, if I understand his reputation correctly. And I know you said he signed the fatwas, but did he go beyond that? I mean, he's got a nickname that refers to him as a butcher.
That's right, the butcher. One of the many unfortunate butchers of Tehran. There's been many people involved at the highest level of this regime's essentially crimes against humanity. But again, in his job at the lowest levels, when he was, again, 29, he helped implement through a 4 or 5 person what they called death commission to basically sign off on those fatwas, which basically meant sending 4 to 5+ thousand Iranians to their death. So he was instrumental in that. And that's not just me saying it, that multiple human rights groups and multiple dissident groups have said this as well. And that was, again, just at the beginning of his career. And the higher and higher he progressed throughout that injustice system, the more and more opportunities he had to exert his influence and his ultra-hardline radical interpretations upon the Iranian population.
What is it about the Iranian regime and this administration that seemed to want to overlook these types of actions?
Well, the slight course correction now is that the Biden administration, and you've even had people, try to even mention this publicly, such as the National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who served in the term one Obama administration for then Vice President Biden. The Obama administration back in 2009 completely missed the boat. Their condemnation of the crackdown of the Green Movement, which was the political protest in Tehran after the stolen election of 2009, where you had millions of Iranians on the streets protesting peacefully and were violently cracked down. Because then, in 2009, a Democratic U.S. administration was trying to tempt the theocrats in Tehran with nuclear diplomacy, Obama not just pulled punches, but even withheld rhetorical condemnation. Fast forward now to 2022, you have something similar, but not exactly the same. You have the Biden administration at least mentioning the protests in his UNGA address in New York. You have at least one round of sanctions. You have some move with the Treasury Department to try to facilitate telecommunication support to the Iranians. But this stuff, in my view, respectfully, is still ornamental and not instrumental in the Biden administration's Iran policy. Because while they're trying to look like they've learned from the lessons of 2009, so long as they continue to keep the door open for the resurrection of a fatally flawed nuclear deal with the mullahs, then those moves will not be at the center of their Iran policy, and helping the Iranian people not move from the back to the center of their Iran policy. So just as we had in 2009, the brutal murder at the hands of the regime of a young Iranian woman who had her whole life ahead of her. Her name was Neda Agha Sultan, and everyone remembers the image of her having been shot in the head with blood running out of her head at the hands of a paramilitary sniper in Tehran. We now have the video and the imagery of Mahsa Amini in the hospital, literally dying with tubes in her after she was violently beaten by Tehran's morality police years later. So those two images of women who had their lives all ahead of them, killed at the hands of this regime, really do tell you who you're dealing with here. And to put this game of trying to support alleged moderates or trying to tempt the regime with nuclear diplomacy or marginal changes, that should put all that stuff to bed.
Yeah, it should, totally should. Ben and Ben Attalablu, we appreciate your work at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and promo code WMCA.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 570, The Mission, called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air Thursdays at 9 p.m., so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across this great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's Frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, contact our office at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know, every week I like to give you practical ways to empower different parts of your life. It's why we talk about technology. It's why we talk about money. And it's why we talk about parenting, particularly every week, with one specific skill, one specific area of improvement that you can work on to become a better parent. And Shelley Goldberg is our facilitator for this. She's been writing and reporting on these things since her days at New York One, and she continues to do a great job. Shelley, always good to have you back. We hear a lot of something called critical race theory in schools all over the place, and our kids are being inundated with it, and they're going to be forced to confront it. But you want to talk about something else that's critical today, critical thinking skills.
Yes, Kevin, because that's really where teachers should be focusing. Not on critical race theory, which is insane, but critical thinking. Because at the root of critical thinking, it's problem solving. And when our kids leave us, they go out into the world, that's what they're going to need to survive. That's what we all need to survive. Great critical thinking skills. And it's at the root of everything. There are studies that show that great critical thinking skills raises your IQ. There's research that shows that critical thinking skills are the foundation of creative thinking and inventive thinking. And in order to really, you know, work with AI, artificial intelligence, you know, in the future, it's those critical thinking skills that will really give our kids the leg up. So what can parents do? What can we do? Yes, they should be learning this in school. And maybe in your school, your kid's school, they are. And maybe sometimes they are. But there's a lot of rote learning. Even now, even today, there's a lot of rote learning that goes on in the schools. And there are so many ways that parents can help supplement this. Why assume that it's all being done in the school? So there are things, Mom and Dad, you can do. So here are some things. And we're going to revisit this topic because critical thinking is so important to survival, being independent and making great decisions as an adult, that anything that we can talk about to help parents will certainly be helpful. Number one, encourage your kids to ask a zillion why questions. Why? You want your kids to be curious. Other things you can do, get through all different ages, but for younger children, blocks of any kind, basic wooden blocks. Older children, the Legos, fabulous, wonderful. Board games, all of those things increase critical thinking. CT, we're going to call it. Play something called the something in my hand game. Something in your hand behind your back. Give your kids a couple of clues. Then encourage your kids to ask questions to see if they can figure out what it is that you're holding in your hand behind your back. It's a little like that panel show, What's My Line, you know, that was on TV. There's also a wonderful story game. Build a story. Each child has a sentence. The first child around the table says something like, there once was a beautiful castle on a hill. Then the next child around the table adds to the story. But the interesting thing was no one ever came in or out of the castle. And everybody gets a sentence and they can take the story in any direction that they want. Another great game to play, cause and effect game. So Kevin says to his children, if I eat 10 cookies every day, I might, and then leave it blank. Let your kids fill in the blanks. Encourage your kids to debate. I found this on the Today Show website. 101 would you rather game questions for kids and parents. Questions to ask your kids like, would you rather have the power to fly or have the power to be invisible? Would you rather star in a movie or direct the movie? Would you rather be able to communicate with animals or read people's minds?
I'll read people's minds in a heartbeat. Yeah, it's no contest on that one. I want to know what they're thinking before they say it.
Well, 101 would you rather. Great, great, great ideas for parents. But all of these things, they sound like fun, and they are. They're great fun. But all of them emphasize and strengthen critical thinking, not critical race theory, critical thinking, which again is the foundation of problem solving and making great decisions. Kevin, your thoughts?
No, you know what? I told my kids a long time ago, I'm not here to be your friend. I have one job as your parent, and that is to teach you how to think and to think critically and to think for yourself. And one thing that's on the list, you could add it for the next group, Shelley. We love to do this as well. 20 questions at the Sunday brunch table. You get to pick a topic, can be a character, a book, a movie, something. But everyone has to try to figure it out. And you've only got 20 questions, and they have to be yes, no's in order to get there. It's amazing how their eyes light up when they think they're onto something. Anyway, appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. And I'm going to try that that build a story game. I think that one's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to spring that on at brunch this Sunday. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. with Pastor David Hernquist of Van Nest Assembly of God in the Bronx. Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We believe that God's word for 2022 is to simply preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus to every people group in the earth. As we pray for the nations to hear about Jesus, we believe for a global awakening to our Savior. We invite you to listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Van Nest Assembly of God is located at 755 Rhinelander Avenue in the Bronx, between Holland and Wallace Avenues. VanNestAssembly.com provides more information about the continuing education classes with Berean School of the Bible through Global University. These courses are designed to help fulfill your calling as a church leader, layperson, or for your personal enrichment. Tune in to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. VanNestAssembly.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with the 55th governor of the state of New York, David A. Patterson. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Hello, friends. This is Jason Belletta from Be Alive, the Royal Jelly Company, and I have some great news for you. If you want to be uplifted over the weekends, you now can by tuning in to WMCA every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Be Uplifted Show with Jesus, Matt, and Lori, right here for you to listen to. Sponsored by Be Alive.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio list. listeners square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798 and promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I stay easy, oh, 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 always on my road, I'm still New York. Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We'd like to take a check of health and wellness issues, headlines as they pop up in terms of addressing your overall health. And as we continue to come out of pandemic and as we continue to try to get life back to normal, I want to continue to drive home the importance of what the powering factors of this segment have done to my life. Fruits and veggies by Balance of Nature have kept me well for now going on about 7 years. I haven't had a single outbreak of bronchitis, and I am just remarkably thankful for the impact that they have made on my overall health all the way around. Doc Howard is back with us. Dr. Douglas Howard is the innovator and the originator of Balance of Nature, and he did all the research to put together the 31 fruits and veggies that you get in three little capsules of each. You get 10 servings of those 31 fruits and veggies on any given day. Hey, Doc, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but, you know, because the pandemic and the lockdown and everything else, we've been fairly distracted. But in the last year, in fact, I would say it's been almost impossible to find a major Burger King ad, Dunkin' Donuts ad, not that these are foods that we would ever recommend anyway, but everything that normally advertises some sort of meat patty. So if it's a hamburger, if it's a sausage biscuit in the morning or whatever, the new thing is they call it the impossible this, the impossible this, the impossible that, made of the impossible sausage patty or the impossible burger.
The impossible meat.
And they say it's 100% plant-based. And even today, there's a headline in Healthline.com, plant-based butter. Is it healthy, nutrition, and how it compares? So they do this whole, like, debrief on that. But in the evolution of the plant-based food.
Do you know what we used to call plant-based butter?
Tell me.
Margarine. Now, is that healthy for you? They're just renaming it. Did you know when margarine first came out, it was white, and they couldn't sell it? And so then they started, you used to get a little packet of yellow dye with your margarine. And at home, then you'd have to mix that yellow dye into the white margarine just so people would eat it.
But that was really plant-based fats?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's plant-based fats.
Wow.
It's hydrolyzed and you know, it's what you do to it. You know,
right.
Here's another one. Here's a good one. Cardboard is plant-based.
I don't know. I don't want to eat any of that.
You want to eat a cardboard sandwich?
No. So the in terms of the impossible stuff that we hear about, and I even think they have like an impossible hot dog and stuff like that that's out there, but you've seen this same thread, I'm sure. What are your thoughts about, are they doing anything more nutritious by giving you a plant-based burger than they are the beef burger?
Okay, let me say something here. I'm not picking on any individual restaurant.
Yeah.
But this burger was developed in Silicon Valley. It was. It was developed in Silicon Valley. I don't know about you.
It's made with 3D printers.
That's where it was developed. Now, it doesn't sound like a real farm product to me. No, let's go back to the purity. That is so important. I don't care really so much if it's plant-based or not anymore. I can extract chemicals out of an apple that will kill you. But it's plant-based, and so this is more political than anything else that's coming
sure.
from this, with the green deals and all of this stuff. You know, oh, we got to get rid of farting cows. And, oh, can I say that on the radio?
You're fine. Well, you know, part of the reason that this caught my attention was because, you know, I've had that issue with some sludge in my gallbladder and some other things. And so I've been watching fats very carefully. And yes. when I looked into these, I thought, well, plant versus regular, what's the difference? And then the fat factor is even worse in the plant version of the burger patty than the actual beef patty. Like, just give me a nice lean steak that's cooked cleanly with just some salt and pepper. That's way better than any of this other stuff.
At that point, I would agree with you. Here's the problem, too. And this is what I explained. The more processed something is, the worse it is for your body.
Gotcha.
Just pure and simple. And what they've done with this plant-based word is they can just extract it from plants instead, which doesn't make it healthy. And so plant-based, quote-unquote, also only means that it's based on that. It doesn't mean everything in there is plant. It's just the base is plant. Now we can put whatever chemicals we want into it and taste additives. And, you know, one of the natural flavors, did you know it comes from a little gland at the butt of a beaver?
That's, okay.
That's true. This is natural flavor. I think it's strawberry or something. I can't tell you exactly. But you're eating anal gland fluids from a beaver. So is it natural? Sure, it's natural. But I don't, you know what? You know what? I don't know if I can say this on radio, but I've always wondered who figured that out.
I don't.
Who figured out tasted like strawberry?
I want to ask the same thing of an oyster. Who figured out you could crack that thing open and get something good out of it? Like, I would have just thrown it like a rock.
Somebody starving on an island who watched a seagull.
I guess so. Well, the interesting thing about that is that I do think it's political, and I do think that they're trying to mess with people, and they're trying to say, hey, this is going to be really healthy if you do this, and in reality, it's not any healthier at all. And again, the theme of this segment for many, many years now has been, you know, we're trying to point you in the optimum direction, the best thing possible, not just something that's a little bit better than the worst thing possible.
And I've got to bring you back full circle, because all of this stuff I said, but sometimes we have to process things. It's how it's processed is the number one thing. You
right.
might have two powders sitting there, and they're processed completely different. One or three. One's with a chemical extraction. One's with hot air and cooking and light and heat. And another one is done in a cold, dark vacuum, which preserves all of the nutrients, all of them there, keeps them all together, just like Mother Nature or God or whatever you want to say put it together in the first place to protect
right.
our body. All of those others are killing off important, you can't kill them, they're not alive, but are destroying natural chemicals that should have been there, or they're adding other chemicals because they destroyed other stuff when they put it in there. And the thing with Balance of Nature is it has 100% whole fruits and vegetables, no added chemicals, no added processes, done in a cold, dark vacuum process.
Yeah, and that is such an important point to drive home. Dr. Howard, thanks for being with us. Total Wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard here on Kevin McCullough Radio. We're coming right back from New York, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Kevin McCullough coming back. Don't go away.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One Free sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person by phone or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this, please?
All right,
please?
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. He was speaking today at the White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. Since we just heard from Doc Howard, I thought on a Wellness Wednesday, this would be good. So the president was speaking at the White House conference, so it's his own conference, on hunger, nutrition, and health. And here's something that happened kind of interesting.
Representative Jackie, you here? Where's Jackie? I think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
All right. So he was asking for Representative Jackie. The only problem there is that he was talking about Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. The Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, who died in a violent car crash in August. So he's asking for a dead woman to come join him on the stage. And he says, oh, she couldn't be here. But she wanted to be here. I don't know. It's friends. This is the kind of stuff that after a while, I mean, you can poke as much fun at it as possible. You can try to be kind about it. You can pat him on the head and say, you know, go sit in the corner. The problem is this is the man that leads the free world for the rest of this current presidential term. A little more than what? 2 years, year and a half, something like that. So we've got a significant amount of reason to be concerned when you have someone who has this kind of mental acuity. And if it was just that, if it was just because he was old and confused and maybe early stage dementia or whatever else that it possibly could be, if that was the only problem, then we could probably eke our way through with it. But when you marry that kind of problem with a political ideology, whether he wants it for himself or not, whether he's doing it for himself or whether he's feeling like he's paying back, you know, the supporters who helped him get elected or whatever. I'm not even sure how you can classify what his actions are, because he ran as this, like, you know, moderate. I'm good old Joe. I'm going to be, you know, more centrist and more reasonable, and we're going to know how to get along better and all the rest of this. And he's turned literally into the opposite of that. He's gone hard left. His agenda wants to destroy everything you know America to be. And if you complain about it, which you should be complaining about because it's painful and it hurts and it's not good for the country. But if you complain about it, now you're an enemy of the state. Now you're one of the MAGA Republicans that he just lumped everybody into while he was pounding the podium as Benito Mussolini's impersonator from the seventh realm of hell outside of Independence Hall a few weeks ago. This is what he thinks of you, or at least the people controlling him can think of you, and yet he can't even bring himself to remember that someone he's asking to come up to the stage died in August. Friends, I can't stress this enough. If you're tired of the crime and the inflation and the supply chain problems and the national security threats that we're undergoing, the porous border, the crime on our streets, everything else that's in your face, You have to send different people to do the job come November 8th. You have to. It's the only way to change it. Kevin McCullough, see you next time.